Before closing the vendor systems, the project leader will need to inquire if anyone still needs access to those systems and for how long. Otherwise, the system may be closed out too early and it would need to be reopened. Remember that there are extra costs for keeping the systems open, and this information should be conveyed to the customer. All the vendor closeout forms need to be approved before access to vendor systems are closed. Before closing out the vendor systems, the project leader will need to inquire if anyone still needs access to those systems and for how long. All the vendor closeout forms need to be approved before access to vendor systems are closed. Otherwise, the systems may be closed out too early, and the team could miss out on final deliverables. Before processing the system closeout, a project leader would need to ensure that all the deliverables have been completed. Remember that there are extra costs for keeping the systems open, and this information should be conveyed to the customer. Before processing the system closeout, a project leader would need to ensure that all deliverables have been completed. A project leader cannot terminate access to the vendor systems unless they are sure that there are no pending items and that no one requires access to those systems. Yes, Alex would need to notify the vendors about the study closeout and ensure that they send him all the final invoices by the requested date. It was too early to process the vendor contract closeout at this stage. Alex needs to close all the vendor-related aspects before contacting the Quintiles Project Vendor Contracts Group. It was too early to process the vendor contract closeout at this stage. Alex needs to close all the vendor-related aspects before contacting the Quintiles Project Vendor Contracts Group. I don't think this is a good idea. It is important that you attempt to have the sites return the instruments to the vendor on time to avoid extra costs altogether. That's right. The clinical lead would be the right person to reach out to in this situation. They can line up the clinical research associates, CRAs, to arrange pickup for the instruments and avoid extra costs. This isn't the best idea. The vendor has been managed directly by Quintiles, as have the sites, and we are responsible for ensuring timely return of devices to the vendor. Enlisting the sponsor's support is premature at this time. A project leader would need to ensure that all the contracted vendor activities have been closed. They would also need to confirm if access to vendor systems is still required and make a note of for how long the access would be required. Moreover, they would need to notify the customer about the extra costs incurred for keeping the systems open. The project leader would also need to check if materials or devices have been returned to the vendors on time and facilitate timely return of devices and destruction of materials. Good idea. Alex should directly engage with the Benevista project manager in order to resolve the matter at the earliest. It's not a good idea to process payments without an official invoice from the vendors, and the Quintiles AP wouldn't allow payment without proper invoicing against the PO anyway. The estimates could be misguided, and the payments would be processed incorrectly. Such matters can be resolved at the team level. Quintiles holds the contract with the vendors in this case, therefore, Alex should first attempt to resolve this issue before escalating it to the customer. Good call. Now that Alex is certain that all the deliverables have been completed and all final invoices have been received, he should process contract closeout with the Quintiles Project Vendor Contract Group and the purchase order closeout with Quintiles Procurement. Alex should also ensure that all pass-through costs are accounted for and that the customers are invoiced for them. You're headed in the right direction, but there's more. Now that Alex is certain that all the deliverables have been completed and that all final invoices have been received, he should process contract closeout with the Quintiles Project Vendor Contract Group and the purchase order closeout with Quintiles Procurement. Alex should also ensure that all pass-through costs are accounted for and that the customers are invoiced for them. I don't think Alex would need to involve the senior management in this. Now that the study has ended, Alex should schedule lessons learned meetings with the vendors to discuss what went wrong and how it can be avoided in the future. The project leader would need to ensure that Quintiles and the customer have been invoiced for all vendor-related activities. In the scenario where the invoices have not been received, the project leader must interact with the vendor to ensure that they issue the final invoices on time. Moreover, a project leader would also need to ensure that the same TPV costs appear in the billing worksheet during the next review cycle. These costs would need to be approved by the project leader and billed to the customer accordingly. Once the project leader is certain that all the deliverables have been met and all the final invoices have been issued, they can initiate the closeout of the vendor contracts and the purchase orders. True, Alex would need to ensure that the vendors are prepared for the audit. Since the customer is planning to audit the study, the vendor-related activities and documents would also be reviewed. Are you sure? Alex should ensure that the vendors are prepared for the audit. Since the customer is planning to audit the study, the vendor-related activities and documents would also be reviewed. Alex should inform the vendor about the customer audit so that they can be available during audit and can review the vendor management plan, VMP, in advance to ensure they have followed it during the trial. The vendors may be involved in the audit via quintiles if issues arise. However, the vendor's responsibilities during an audit should be described in the vendor contract, and supplemental details should be provided in the VMP and/or integrated project management plan. I don't think that the Quintiles Project Vendor Contracts group is the correct group to reach out to in this situation. I don't think it is necessary for Alex to escalate this issue to the senior management at Geno Labs at this stage. The project leader needs to ensure that the local teams are filing all location-specific documentation from the vendors. It's a good idea to contact the project manager and Geno Labs and discuss the missing manual with them. Alex should notify them immediately and obtain a copy to file in the TMF. The project leader is responsible for maintaining all documentation and correspondence generated as a part of the TPV identification and selection within the TMF. The project leader should also do a periodic spot check of these files and thoroughly review them during the closeout phase. This task can be delegated to a PMA, but oftentimes the project leader can do this review personally to catch deficiencies in the local files. The project leader also ensures that the local teams are filing all location-specific documentation from the vendors. There could be regulatory consequences if the TMF is not maintained properly. Therefore, the project leader should maintain a clear TMF review plan to check for all vendor documentation and ensure there is a periodic compliance review of the files. True, it is very important to focus on the learning from the challenges faced during a project. It is also important to analyze the root cause of the issues and formulate a way to prevent the same problems from arising again in the future. Let's see how Alex's lessons learned meeting was conducted. You're on the right track, but you're missing some things. Let's observe Alex's lesson learned meeting with Geno Labs to know more. It is never a good idea to try and pinpoint who was at fault for any challenges faced during the study. Instead, you should focus on sharing the learning from the challenges faced. Let's observe Alex's lessons learned meeting with Geno Labs to know more. Always remember that the objective of a lessons learned meeting is to share the learning from the project so that similar problems are not encountered in the future. It is not helpful to dwell on what happened and who was at fault. Rather, it is important to derive solutions. Alex and his team have recorded all this information in the Lessons Learned database, which can be accessed by people who will conduct similar studies in the future. This helps everyone plan better.